The danger of these fighters going home causing further threats to their country is actually very real, but not exactly news. There's been a lot of back and forth of IS fighters from Libya to Tunisia. That's why there's an almost wall being built between the two countries. For Olivier Guittard, the director of Global Strat, an international security and geopolitical risk firm, what's really worrying, though, is the number of them going home. He says that might become overwhelming for the security forces in Tunisia.
We've seen in the past how just a handful of jihadists coming from Libya into Tunisia have really carried out attacks that have had a huge impact on the Tunisian economy as well. I mean, just one fighter that was trained in Libya when he killed 38 tourists in Sousse was in a way able to cripple the tourism industry. So I'm very concerned that the threat is very real. And on top of it, Tunisian security services do not have the wherewithal of weathering this kind of threat in such a large scale.
Despite the danger, analyst Youssef Cherif, based in Tunis, isn't too alarmed.
It's easier for them, first of all, to move south of Sirte and try to go to other oases or cities in Libya south that is much more lawless than western Libya that they have to cross before going to Tunisia. Some of them actually will try to keep fighting inside Libya. Others will try to join the other strongholds of the organization of the Islamic State or smaller extremist groups, be it in southern Libya or in the countries bordering Libya on the south, like Chad, like Mali, although it's not exactly bordering Libya, but it's a place where they often go. So they do have a lot of other possibilities before going to Tunisia.
Political differences appear to be standing in the way of broader regional and international cooperation. Several countries disagree on how to tackle the crisis. Cherif says their priorities are not the same, and that's also why there's so little cooperation.
They have different allies in the world. They have different opinions towards Western countries and Western powers. So they don't agree on who should be the partner on the international stage to counter ISIS. And, of course, you have the internal problems of these countries that's actually pushing them towards isolationism. That's why you have, for instance, Algeria building a fence with Tunisia, at least in the southern part of Tunisia. You have Tunisia building a fence with Libya. And that's obviously what this latest conference in Paris tried to push against, pushing for more cooperation and less suspicion between the different countries of the region.
Mohamed Eljar is a political scientist at the Atlantic Council think tank based in Tunisia. He says collective efforts are needed and something needs to be done now if it's not already too late.
Countries such as France need to work closely with countries that have stable, at least some sort of stable leadership in order to help them secure borders and make sure that there is technology, if you like, put in place to make sure that the movement of smugglers, the movement of jihadists is monitored and also is restricted if there is a possibility. But most importantly, there has to be political will. It is something that has been missing. It is only when these countries feel the threat of terrorism that they will now start talking about some regional efforts to try and put an end or to try and face up the threat of jihadist groups such as Islamic State.
Now, the international community has already helped when it comes to training the security forces in Tunisia, but scaling up now is going to be a long haul, one that will require much needed cooperation.